The first winter storm of the week quickly exited our area this morning. The area of low pressure is now moving into Canada. There's going to be a break in the weather tomorrow. I expect it to be a dry day and a breezy and cold day. And then another winter storm is in the forecast for Thursday and Friday. The details on that are still up in the air at this time. And the storm yesterday into this morning brought an icy mess to much of our area. That nose of warm air that I mentioned yesterday as a big factor in determining how things would play out was very aggressive. So the snow and sleet amounts were held back, and there was a longer period of freezing rain, which resulted in some power outages and also slippery travel conditions. This afternoon, things have settled down pretty nicely. Most areas have come up above the freezing mark, but now there's a cold front coming through, and that's the leading edge of the much colder air. And as that front comes by, there is the chance for a couple of scattered snow showers, and that could dust the ground in some areas, so there's the chance for some slippery travel conditions. Additionally, as that cold air rushes in, any areas that remain damp will turn to ice, so keep that in mind if you are going to be out tonight. And the wind is going to kick up as that front goes by, so we're looking for temperatures tonight to drop into the single digits and teens in most areas, but with that gusty wind, the wind chill will make it feel colder. There's a chance for a couple of clouds tomorrow morning, otherwise it'll be a mostly sunny day. High temperatures will only be in the upper teens to low and mid-20s, and with the breeze, it'll feel even colder, so you'll definitely need to bundle up all day long. And then Thursday into Friday, we'll watch the next storm come into the northeast, and similar to the storm that came through last night and this morning, it's first going to track through the south, where they've already had serious issues with the wintry weather and the cold, so they're going to have another storm, and then as that storm comes up into the northeast, we're likely to have a round of wintry weather here. The early indications are that this will be on a bit of a colder track, so that would likely lead to more snow than ice, but it's still a couple of days out, so we will refine the forecast as we get closer. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, chance of an evening snow shower, partly cloudy, windy, and cold, a low of 0 to 10, and for tomorrow, some morning clouds, otherwise mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, a high of 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, the chance of an evening snow shower, partly cloudy, windy, and cold, a low of 0 to 10, and for tomorrow, some morning clouds, otherwise mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, a high of 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, the chance of an evening snow shower, partly cloudy, windy, and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, a high of 26 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, the chance of an early snow shower, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, some morning clouds, otherwise mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, a high of 20 to 25. Region-wide on Thursday, increasing clouds with snow developing, highs in the 20s, and a chance of a wintry mix on Friday, with highs in the low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.